Yeah, what it do, man? You here live with your boy Ronald A. Burgess Jr. Want to take this time to just thank everybody that's been donating to the Ronald A. Burgess Jr. Foundation. You know what I'm saying? Been a big partnership with that part. Everybody that's been donating $1 to $5. They've been a big support. It's going to go a long way with the toy drive we hosting on December 19th. The goal is to really provide toys to the youth, and we looking at 50 plus. By the way, the donation is going to look like we're going to oversee that, and that's from the support of the community. Like I was speaking on December 3rd, you know, I'm here with somebody that's big and somebody that's going to be very beneficial to the community and giving back when we talk about youth empowerment and things of that sort. Kind of share the same vision we share over here at the Ronald A. Burgess Jr. Foundation, here with Derek Kaiser, CEO and founder of Fresh Start. No need for an introduction. I'm allow him to let you guys know what we're doing and what he's doing in the city of Worcester and how he's giving back to the youth. And you know the motto always been one community, one goal. That's how we always go. So I'm gonna let Derek kind of take this on and let you guys know what he's doing in the community before we get into what we're about to discuss today.
Yes, my name is Derek Kaiser. I'm the founder of Fresh Start Wellness Center, and I started Fresh Start Wellness Center as a way to give back to a problem that I created, not only me, but a few other fellas created when we co-founded the first gang out here in Worcester, Massachusetts. And the first gang out here was Kilby Street Gang, and it started back in 1985. And to this day right now, there are more than 5,000 gang members here in Worcester, Massachusetts. And when we started it, it was only about a good 20 of us, you know, all together. So it went from 20 to 5,000 people that's involved with gangs. So what we do here at Fresh Start, we work with youth from the ages of 13 to 25 that's involved with the criminal justice system or having issues and problems with alternative school. I'm a licensed mental health counselor, so my main focus is on mental and behavioral health. You know, that's one of the key pillars of society today, and it's not enough awareness about mental health. Mental health is a big problem that addresses the young youth today. And we run self-care things, mental and behavioral health counseling. We run nutritional and physical exercise and wellness. We run spiritual awareness. We created a life skills program where we teach individuals how not just to get a job, how to maintain a job. And we find employment for them. We also do community service, community volunteering, community law enforcement relationships, a whole pillar of stuff. So that's what Fresh Start mainly is about. So
and you guys know that in the Ronald A. Burgess Jr. Foundation, we're big on youth empowerment. And we always say in the podcast, and, you know, that starts with strengthening the community, how we're going to empower the youth and kind of motivate the youth to reach out to organizations like myself and the Fresh Start organization. You know, this is going to be a big partnership. We got a lot of things coming up, which is all aimed at youth empowerment. You guys can see the website. Check out the website, Fresh Start. They're at the bottom if you want to get to their website. It's freshstart508.org. Find out how you can get involved. Find out how you can be a part of this. Like I said, it's something you really don't want to miss. Something you really want to be a part of when we talk about giving back. You know, and if you was that individual that came from nothing and probably made it from something, you know, and probably had nothing, you probably want to be part of this, which is real big. You guys know that I come from the family piece of it, you know, being a family engagement specialist. You guys know what I do, you know, and with Derek Kaiser saying what he does with the mental health, I'm pretty sure it's no surprise how beneficial, you know, this partnership can be to the community and empowering the youth. You know, the youth that get caught up in the drug activity, the criminal activity, you know, myself and Derek, we understand that most of those things are mostly drug-induced. You know, and sometimes induced by mental health also, you know, so it's not about just reaching out and empowering the youth, but it's getting down to the core of it, you know, providing more resources, having an outlet to run. You know, I've been to the Fresh Start organization on Main Street. This is my third time here. A very, very, very beautiful facility, you know, where Derek has a lot of things in store, you know, for the youth. And, you know, we've already seen a good turn up. You know, I've seen some guys come through here. Derek's letting me know what he's doing, things of that sort. You know, Derek, if you don't mind, you want to let him know some of the things you're doing here, you know, in regards to how's it going so far, you know, with the youth coming in? I've seen a couple.
So far, you know, we're just an upcoming business. We started November 1st. We're not opening our doors until February of 2019. But what we've been doing, we've been running small pilot programs. And what I mean by small pilot programs, I've been grabbing up individuals, youth that's proven risk, that's involved with the criminal justice system. Some are in gangs, some have substance abuse problems, some have parental issues, a lot of issues that they're going through. And they went through a lot of other programs and they wasn't successful at that programs because a lot of people couldn't relate to their situation or relate to even conversation with them. So what we did is I opened my doors through word of mouth. I go around Worcester and I go pass out my card to the young men that's involved in the streets or involved in the substance abuse places. And I go pass my card and I tell them to take a look at my website. And if they have an interest in work, mental health services, whatever they need, I tell them to give me a call. So right now I have 40 young men working through a program with UPS that I started and I created with the partnership of UPS. And not only do UPS provide a job for them, they also provide vocational and educational training, where they mean they will pay for that. They will pay for their training and their other facilities and in that case. And also I refer people out when it comes to different mental health sources, you know, that they might need that I can't provide just yet. And I provide them my partnership with other clinical places around here, around Worcester, Mass. And I refer them out to get them the help that they need. I also arrange a partnership with PPOW. PPOW is a parent advocate that shows the parents, you know, what resources are available out here for the parents. You know, a lot of people in the community don't know what's out here for them. And they're struggling to find help and they don't know where to get it. So if they come to Fresh Start, they can find a whole variety of resources available that they need for them, for their service. And our main thing here at Fresh Start, what we do is we try to minimize the negative risk factors and create positive factors by empowering them with positive through their life choices. And that's the main thing, because that one choice can make or break your life and it could dictate the rest of your life. So we try to, you know, make sure that they think before they do. So that's one of the things.
Right. You know, you guys know my famous saying is your circumstances don't define you and your past definitely don't define you. So I remember, Derek, when I first came in here, I met with you. Mm-hmm. You know, I threw out those two sayings and I remember you said your skin kind of, you trying to jump, you know, because you understood that we share that same vision. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of individuals out there that will base and take one individual, you know, whether it's based on the environment he grew up in or, you know, even, you know, his past choices or even his circumstances, whether that's mentally health-induced, criminal-induced, whatever that may be. There are individuals that may judge that individuals off that past situations and those current situations. And, you know, we share that same vision, the Ronald Berger Jr. Foundation and Fresh Start, that a loved one's past doesn't define them, you know, and their circumstances definitely don't define them. You know, they're still good, you know, beneficial individuals, very positive individuals in the community. It's just helping them channel that negativity to something kind of positive, enhancing that suitcase full of coping skills, like I always say. You know, so once again, it's going to be a big partnership. We got a lot of other things coming up, you know, and we got to understand that it takes a village, but we won't be able to do this without you guys. And when we say you guys, we mean the city of Worcester, Shrewsbury. You know, we've been even reaching out to Fort Lauderdale. The Fresh Start going to do big things in Fort Lauderdale. You know, whether we can get connected with Lincoln Park. You know, Lincoln Park been doing big things in the Ronald A. Burgess Jr. Foundation. So, you know, hopefully Lincoln Park can channel in with us on a Fresh Start. Thank you to Team Up With Bound in Miami, Florida, that's been reaching out, helping the Ronald A. Burgess Jr. Foundation kind of get up on their feet and everything. You know, but like I said, we want to spread this thing. You know, I know that's Derek's vision also. We want to spread this thing, you know, to the whole northeastern region, you know, and hopefully this thing can be big, you know, and we're talking about taking this thing like Fresh Start, even in the incarceration of prison systems, yes. Reach out there also, yes. You know.
We just we're in the beginning stages of creating this scholarship, and the scholarship is called Do Better Scholarship.
Yes.
And what we mean by the Do Better Scholarships, we're holding the parents of individuals accountable for their actions. So what we're saying is that any parent that that's involved in illegal activities or illegal substance or whatever it is that's detrimental to their health, and not only their health, to their children's health, we're trying to reach out to them to let them know that their action brings a reaction. And if they're doing substance abuse or whatever it is, substances, illegal substances in front of their kids are seeing that. If they're decide to sell drugs, you know, just to put some food or money on the table, they're going to be affected by that, because if they get arrested, then they're no longer around with the family. So we're challenging the parents around here to do better. You know, hold yourself accountable for your actions, because what you're doing, your children are seeing and they're copycatting. And not only that, they're doing the same things that you're doing. You know, you're creating a cycle of behavior that shouldn't be given down to your children. That type of behavior, you know, you should be stopping yourself. So we're trying to stop the cycle, and we're holding the parents accountable. So what we want to do is, with the Do Better Scholarship, we want to have a young lady with substance abuse that have substance abuse issues. And, you know, once they get better and they show us that they're doing everything that they're supposed to do, they're involved with work, employment, or vocational training or educational training, what we're going to do here at Fresh Start, we're going to provide a $1,000 incentive to the person, so that way they can advance in whatever it is that they want to do. They might utilize $1,000 to pay their education or vocational training. They might utilize $1,000 for transportation. They might, whatever they need the $1,000 for to better themselves and better their situation. That's what the Do Better Scholarship is about. So just holding the parents accountable for their actions, letting them know that the choices that they're making, that is not only going to affect them, it's going to affect everybody that's around them, especially the people that's dependent on them. So that's a big enhancement that we're doing down here at First Start. We have a lot of other scholarships, but that's the main one. I'm just trying to hold the parents accountable, because it all starts at home, you know, and the teachers, the counselors, we can only do so much. And after, when they leave from here and they go back at home and they're going through the same stuff, then it doesn't help the situation at all, so...
Right. You know, and if y'all just tuning in, I'm here with Derek Kaiser. You know, we're talking about big things that the Fresh Start 508 organization has planned ahead for strengthening the community and empowering the youth, and then partnering with the Ronald Burgess Jr. Foundation to find out how can we make this a little bit more powerful when we talk about reaching out to the youth and motivating the youth to reach out to us too. You know what I mean? But you guys ain't going to know what's going on if you don't check out the website, freshstart508.org, you know, to really find out what's going on, to see how you can get involved, to see, you know, what's the requirements, to see about that scholarship up and coming. You know, you guys, if you're not checking out that website, how can we get involved, you know? And I understand that you guys probably made it from the bottom like we did. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just trying to give back, you know, and that's all we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Derek. You know, partnering with the Ronald A. Burgess Jr. Foundation, I know it's going to be some big things going in Worcester and things of that sort. You know, so we have, like you stated, the scholarship up and coming, big things you're doing for the community, things you're doing within the Fresh Start organization beginning February. You know, this is a new year up and coming, so what a perfect time, right?
Yes.
You know, so with that being said, if you had something to tell the youth, because I know it's a lot of youth that tune into this podcast, you know, because we do a lot of bit of motivational things, empowering them, strengthening them. What would you say if you had to reach out to a youth right now that came to you for some advice? You know, what, give them something small. What would you say?
What I say is persevere.
Yes.
Never give up on yourself, you know. Learn to love yourself. You know, that's the key. That's the key. Love yourself, you know, through mind, body, and soul. And what I mean by that, you got to get your thinking right. We all have distorted thinking because of the trauma that we might have experienced through ourselves or vicariously seeing it through someone else. So we got to deal with our core issues, deal with our problems, and that's the only way we can get better. So that's the mind, being that cognitive relationship. Ain't nothing wrong with counseling. It's okay to say I got issues and I need help. You know, it's okay to open up. I have issues. I have post-traumatic stress. And I got post-traumatic stress from the times that I experienced when I was a young man witnessing my mother being beat up by my father. I witnessed domestic violence, you know. And that trauma was never dealt with in my life. So as I got older, I just learned out how to deal with my behavior through violence. You know, that was a part of the stuff that I learned. So dealing with yourself, with your mind, focus on your body, nutritional and physical exercise. That's a big help for you. You know, you got to take care of yourself. Your body is your temple. This is your soul. And if your body's not right, your mind's not right, because your body's hurting. It got all these elements to it, and it's going to confuse your mind. It's going to get you depressed. It's going to give you anxiety and all the rest of that stuff. So focus on mind, body, and then soul. Become spiritual aware. You know, awareness of yourself. Love yourself. You know, because if you don't love yourself, you don't love nobody else. And you won't care about nobody else. If you don't love your kids, you won't love nobody like the way you should be. So persevere, you know, focus on the mind, the body, and soul. And if you do them three things and you focus on them three aspects of life, then your life, you will notice how your life will improve, you know. But it all starts from learning yourself. Never give up on yourself. Loving yourself. Learning your issues. Knowing your problems. And don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, everybody want to walk around with this little tough guy syndrome and want to be, you know, body. But then when they get home, they're just sad like a little kid because they don't know what's going on with their life. So there's opportunities out here for you, young men. If you go to FreshStart508.org, you can see the problems that I went through. I have a video presentation to show you the loss that I left in my life. You know, my friends dying in my arm. I'm not sure a few of you guys can understand that, you know, through the violence and the trauma that you're seeing. Just imagine one of your best friends that you were just talking to dying in your arm. Now, if you ever experience something like that, you will never be the same, you know. But a lot of people, you know, between either getting physically or sexually abused, emotionally abused, you know, being bullied, being all this other stuff is causing traumatic events in our lives, and we're not dealing with that issue, and that issue is causing us to act up and become defiant, and then getting kicked out of schools, then ending up in courts and getting arrested and being on substance abuse. So that behavior will continue. So all I can say to the young men, I just say, learn to love yourself, man. Love yourself, you know. And once you love yourself, watch, you'll see your whole world will change. Everything will change within you. And then everybody else will change around you. You know, because you got to care about yourself. If you don't care about yourself, you don't love nobody. You can't love nobody else. Then you're sitting up there talking about your children. How are you going to love your children when you don't even love yourself? You know, so focus on loving yourself. Focus on the mind, body, and soul aspect. Them three pillars. And then you'll have a better chance to live a constructive life.
You know, kind of like what Derek said, I agree with him. Mind, body, and soul is everything, you know, and I'm not going to get into detail. He explained it very perfect, probably the best way I ever heard it. You know, and like he stated, you got to go check out that website, freshstart508.org. You know, it's in detail. Everything's Derek experienced, you know, from the trauma to the street activity, the criminal activity. You know, all these things are induced, you know, and sometimes it starts in a home. Me and Derek kind of share some of the same story and some of the same vision. And I know it's millions of other individuals out there that haven't grown up with probably father figures, mother figures, other individuals who's experienced traumatic events that led to them coping in those unhealthy ways, you know. And me and Derek, our vision is to basically stop that cycle, you know, stop that cycle, you know, give these individuals, these youth, other things to do and other activities to engage in, you know, probably some healthy self-nurturing activities to engage in, you know, and some individuals to look up to, you know, and not only to look up to, some individuals that lived it, especially like Derek himself, you know, who's here trying to reach out to the youth. All right. So, hey, tune in. Check out the website, RonBurgessJrFoundation.org. Find out how y'all can get involved. It's no secret with that, you know, but I really want y'all to get to FreshStart508.org to find out what they're doing over there. They're doing some big things. If you don't check it out, you won't know about it. All right, find out. You guys maybe know some individuals, some candidates that may be up and coming for that scholarship coming out in a few months, all right?
We also have another scholarship. It's called the Get Right Scholarship. The Get Right Scholarship is involving young men that's involved in, you know, in the Fresh Start program. And after 90-day program of choice, we have a scholarship where we're also investing $1,000 in their educational or vocational training, whatever choice they need to do. We also have this Camp Get Right. It's a boxing community that's a training session where we're giving free boxing training lessons for the rest of your life. As long as you want to be involved with, you know, for Fresh Start and training, we're also giving free scholarships with that. So what we want to do is show the positive things that you young men are doing, that these young men are doing, because all you're doing is seeing negative stuff about right. These one young men all through every medium, you know, every tool. So we want to teach, show the positive and constructive things that these young men could do. And if we keep bombarding these people with the positive things that these young men were doing, then that's when they will change their mind and think it's about all this negativity. So we still got a lot going on. I only touched on a little bit of what we're doing down here at FreshStart508.org, and you can go to there and see a whole lot more. But we got a lot of up and stuff coming, especially working with Ronald and partnering up with him. And we got big things on the way, so be aware. Be aware.
All right, be aware. Look, stay on the lookout, man. And don't tell us you ain't never had none. You know what it was to come from the struggle. You knew how it was to come from the bottom. You knew how it was growing up. You were really struggling. You got a loved one struggling with mental health, addiction issues, and you ain't trying to be a part of this movement. You know, get it off you right now. You know what I mean? And I always say that. That's fraud. Get it off you. You know, be a part of something big. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know, that's all the movement about. All right? Until next time, tune in. We got some big things coming up. Tune in. Stay tuned to the Facebook Live. Holler at freshstart508.org if y'all trying to really get involved. All right?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.